Welcome to Wacky Geeks, Space, the Final Frontier. In this episode, satellites collide, fireballs, F-22s, UFO sightings, the rover, and more NASA stuff. Right here on Wacky Geeks, Episode 53, Space, the Final Frontier. I'm your host, Mike Wilhelm.
I'm his co-host, Mike Dunlap.
This is Steve Douglas, broadcasting from NORAD.
And Ken Hansen, out there somewhere.
In deep space. Anyways, we're having satellites colliding. What the heck? Over 500 miles over Siberia.
Who cares about Siberia anyway?
Yes. It seems like everything collides over Siberia.
It does. Maybe because there's a lot of places for it to fall in out there where it won't hit anything.
Can Sarah Palin see it from her backyard?
It's a little far. But I heard once that they had a satellite hit a city. You know, they have these launchings from Moscow, and the boosters actually fall into Siberia. And this one booster fell into Siberia, wiped out the whole town. They estimated the damages at about $20.
So what's the deal about these two big satellites?
Well, an Iridium satellite, which was, if you know what Iridium was, it was Motorola's attempt to do a orbiting cell phone system that kind of cratered, and then it was used for something else. Ran into a Russian satellite.
And, was the Russian satellite a communication satellite also?
Well, that's what they said.
No.
It weighed about a ton, and then, of course, they took the Iridium out and caused a bunch of, you know, more space garbage to fill up our already limited space. And needless to say, if you're going to get on your space shuttle or your rocket like you do every once in a while, leave the planet, I start dodging stuff. Now, they're going to put cones out there.
Well, I'll get right on that there for you, Steve.
I don't know how you clean that stuff up unless you get the space vacuum out or something. I don't know.
What was it called in Spaceballs?
Mega Maid. We need Mega Maid, but we don't need it to suck off the atmosphere. We need it to suck up the satellites.
The junk.
Hubble repair mission is at risk because of this.
Yes, that's right. You know, they have to go up there and fix the Hubble, and now they have to fly through all this stuff to get up there to get to it.
Like, yeah, before the collision of the satellites, it was the risk of impact was 1 in 185, which was uncomfortably close to unacceptable levels. And this new satellite collision is only going to add to that. So
wow.
I kind of liken it to, you know, your friend's car breaks down on the wrong side of town. You know, like, I don't know if I want to come help you. They have to drive through that neighborhood. Well, it's going to be the same way here with Hubble. So now we got more orbital debris than we do have spaceships up there now.
So we got space potholes.
Yes. Yes.
And then there's a fireball over Texas.
Yeah, at first everybody thought this was, you know, some of the space crap coming down. But it was a meteor. You know, I have a personal connection to this because my wife was down in Waco and she heard the explosion because it fell in the county she was in. And, of course, she thought it was the local meth lab going up. But later on found out it was, you know, pieces of Zeta 2 reticuli.
Did it ever land? Did they find a landing spot or did it just ricochet off?
They found small pieces the size of large pecans. Of course, they might be large pecans, but they did find them. And according to the scientists, the pieces that we found have beautiful ablation crust, whatever that means. And actually, you know, if you find a meteorite, you know, they actually, you can make a pretty good chunk of money on them. Some of them sold for like $100,000 to collectors.
Yeah.
So I had my wife out there looking for this stuff. Of course, she was out in the back pasture and she found a lot of things that did not turn out to be meteorites. They were actually otherwise known as, you know,
rocks.
Well, no, actually, they have a lot of cows in that pasture.
Cow patties.
Yes, that's what they were. And I kept telling her that's not what meteorites look like, but they're not soft. Let's put it that way.
So now we want more F-22s?
Don't you?
That'd be cool.
Can we afford them?
Can we not?
All the votes were tallied a while ago, but it's yet to be determined whether the F-22 Raptor won or lost in the November elections.
It's the coolest plane in the world.
The U.S. Air Force's newest air superiority fighter, the F-22 is a technologically dazzling weapon. It's super stealthy, and its 65,000-foot operating altitude and high-resolution active electronically scanned radar and electronic and infrared sensors enable its pilot to see 100 miles out. Thus, it can find and destroy enemy aircraft without them even being aware of its presence.
We need more F-22s. Fast.
It's we do. Yeah.
You know, and if we don't have more F-22s, what are the gamers going to add to their flight simulator games? They're going to start making up aircraft.
The Air Force wanted
three
Raptors, but so far has been limited to 183.
Well, write your congressman and tell him we need more F-22s because the alternative is
crap.
It's crap. Yeah.
Or the alternative is that other one that
Joint Strike Fighter.
Yeah.
Well, the Joint Strike Fighter is pretty cool, but it's only got one engine. It doesn't have all the cool computers the F-22 does. And the F-22, they're going to make it into the all-purpose Swiss Army knife of aircraft that will not only destroy your enemy, but will embarrass him and pull down his pants in front of somebody and tell him what an idiot they are. That's what's cool about the F-22.
So what do these things cost?
They're $1 million.
Oh, is that all? Well, we better order a bunch of them before the country goes bankrupt. Oh, too late.
I think the walkaway price, you know, without the manual and support is probably about $100 million apiece. You know.
But, I'd expect for $100 million to get support. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Well, they'll outsource that, you know.
Oh, okay.
So can't we just add them on to the stimulus package?
Well, yeah. I mean, if we're giving money away to GM to make more crappy cars, why can't we buy F-22s?
There you go.
Or do we still have to pay for them with them $5,000 toilet seats?
Well, here's the deal, though. You know,
they put those toilet seats on the aircraft.
You know, personally, what would you rather do? Pay for the guy's house that he defaulted on, or buy an airplane that can kill everybody in the world?
Gosh. Hey, you still got that coin over there?
Yes.
A random probabilities generator.
Tell.
I want more F-22s.
And now there's UFO sightings.
Oh, this is an article I helped Phil Patton research for Popular Mechanics Magazine. And what we did, we took the most recent UFO sightings, including the Stephenville, Texas UFO sightings. Yes, everything crashes or flies over Texas.
Is a UFO.
Yeah, well, it's unidentified, yes. Yeah. I mean, technically, yeah, they are. But we took a look at them. We did research, and we wrote this article for Popular Mechanics, kind of debunking, you know, people see geese and they say, oh, look, there's, you know, the mothership from Close Encounters going over. Well, we took the logical explanation of these things, wrote this article, and now I'm getting a lot of hate mail from people who are true believers and go, well, you don't know, you're part of the problem, you must be part of the cover-up. But it's a good article anyway, so go to Popular Mechanics and take a look at it. It's a really good article.
Sounds like you've ticked off the hillbillies with the shotguns.
Well, I was out there, and it's glowing up. You came over the field. Of course, I was half in the bag after drinking 2, 4, 7. I don't know how many beers it was. But anyway, it picked my cow right off the ground there. And then meteorites started coming out of her.
I mean, linking to this article, you also have something up here about the top 10 most influential UFO-inspired books, movies, and TV shows.
Yes. And it's interesting, to as you look at the histories of UFOs and UFO reports, how a lot of these things can be directly tied to movies were out in that area, you know. At the time, everybody started seeing little gray aliens when Close Encounters of the Third Kind came out. We got together and voted on what were the most influential books, movies, and media at the time. that actually kind of fed into what people are reporting. And, you know, it's a good list. You know, the War of the Worlds is on there. Close Encounters is on there. You know, I lost a few votes. You know, I really wanted Mars Attacks. I was outvoted on that one. I think it's one of the greatest ones. You know, and, of course, Plan 9 from Outer Space didn't make the cut either. But, you know, the X-Files, Fire in the Sky, UFO Incident, all have fed into the kind of the collective consciousness of UFO phenomenon. And it's part of that article, and it's a pretty good read. Check it out.
Cool.
Well, next on our list, Spirit Rover gets a power windfall.
Yeah, where were you, Mike? The thing was having problems, and we need a tech up there.
Ah, sorry, can't make house calls to Mars.
Too much space junk.
Well, that's right. But you could charge a little bit more. A little bit more, you know, for the mileage.
Yeah, a couple million dollars.
Well, apparently the solar cells got silica deposits, a.k.a. dust, on them. And that resulted in a 30-watt decrease in the power that Spirit had. So, lo and behold, a windstorm came by, blew the dust off, and the thing's working again. So I guess we don't need you, Michael.
Well, this is actually the second time this has happened, isn't it?
It's true. It is the second time.
Is this the one that has the messed up wheel on it?
I think that's Opportunity.
Yeah, that's Opportunity. Yeah. I think actually it's this is Spirit, which is a little bit more advanced than Opportunity, except for the, you know, you think they could have put a, you know, a dust buster on there or something.
Yeah, or on the other one they could have put a spare wheel on it. A
Swiffer, you know.
Can you download an Apple app to shake the dust off there the solar cells?
That's what you need. An Apple app. That's all it would take.
Yeah, the robot, Wally, I mean, he worked for several thousand years on solar power. So
he was pretty dirty, wasn't he?
Yeah.
I wonder if the rover has that same max startup sound when it charges, though. That would be kind of cool, wouldn't it?
NASA, ESA, join in on the, what's this?
Jovian Moons mission, the moons of Jupiter. Kind of reminiscent of a certain movie called Space Odyssey 2010. So, you know, we're going to get together, I guess, with the Europeans, and we're going to fly to Jupiter moons.
Cool.
Yeah, in an F-22. No, I'm not sure.
Gosh. Hey, can we get in on one of those Korean launch vehicles they're working on?
Yeah, maybe we can get a deal with them going, too.
Of course, these are unmanned missions, right, Steve?
Yes, these are unmanned. They're going to conduct 4 flybys by the volcanically active Jovian moons, Io and Callisto, Frozen Callisto and Europa. And, of course, you know, this is...
It has no powered windows on it.
It doesn't. But we will, you know, be able to probably find out if really the UFOs are based on Jupiter, if they're not. Just here. So, you know, there's some good NASA missions coming up.
Sounds like it. Just have to get a vacuum cleaner up there to clean up all the space crap.
If you can get through the crap surrounding our own planet, we got it made, folks.
Sounds good. Well, this ends another episode. This is Wacky Geeks, episode number 53, Space, the Final Frontier. We'll see you next week.